It's On Second Thought. I'm Adam Ragusa. Paula Poundstone is a comedian, actor, and author, but public radio listeners know her best for her wit and her candor as a panelist on NPR's weekly news quiz show, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Poundstone performs at the Miller Theater in Augusta at 8 o'clock tonight. She spoke with my colleague, Virginia Prescott, ahead of the show. Here's Virginia.
Well, you're known for taking issue with the results of some social science research, let's say, on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. And you're talking about, you know, the study of animals and what we find out about how they behave. You're not an anti-science person, obviously.
Oh, no, not at all. But, no, I love science, and I value science, and I'm sorry to see, you know, the idea that our scientists have to hide their data from the government. It just, you know, sort of chokes me with rage. No, science is very important.
But you have tested some very unscientific studies on the search for human happiness. That was the part of the title of your book about testing theories to the key to happiness. Now, what did you find?
My book, The Totally Unscientific Study of the Search for Human Happiness, is a series of experiments doing things that I or other people thought would make me happy. I think the classic sort of American idea of what would make one happy, which isn't something I particularly believed in, but was, driving a fancy sports car. Like if you had a lot of money, you could do whatever you wanted. A lot of people would get a fancy sports car. So, mm-hmm. My plan was to rent a sports car for a week until I realized that on the website I was looking at, those long numbers underneath weren't serial numbers, but rather were prices. and then I realized that I could not rent a sports car for a week because I didn't have that much money. But I did rent one for 24 hours.
Did it make you happy?
No. I drove the fastest car I will ever drive in Los Angeles, which is mostly bumper-to-bumper traffic. So, you know, I was getting up to peak speeds of 2, 3, 4, 5 miles an hour. Right after I rented it in the evening and at about, I had gone to a class, and at like 11 o'clock at night, I was driving home from that class, and there's a little section of Wilshire Boulevard that really I enjoyed driving even in my dented van. But I have to say, in a fancy sports car, there's one section of Wilshire Boulevard through Westwood if it's late at night and no one else is there, that's actually sort of fun to drive.
So you kind of opened it up there?
Yeah, I did that. Yeah, that was my...
It's like 30 miles an hour?
That was maybe, 5 minutes? If that.
You're on your way to Augusta, Georgia. I don't even know if you can rent a Lamborghini or whatever kind of fancy sports car you rented there. What are you planning?
It was a Lamborghini. I'll have to just manage. I'll have to manage without my Lamborghini, which I did the following day when we looked out the window. We're like, how come our dented van is in my Lamborghini parking spot? I look forward to going to Augusta, Georgia. Come on, that's fancy golf country. They've got to have fancy sports cars down there, right?
Yeah, I'm going to leave it to you to find that out.
Yeah, I'm concerned that I'm going to have to whisper my act while I'm in Augusta, Georgia because of the golf.
Yes, and everybody is going to have to clap very genteelly.
Yeah, because of the golf and wear just god-awful pants.
Well, Paula, you're somebody who has to notice what's going on in the world. You have been a panelist on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me more than 200 times. So how do you prep to be quizzed on the news?
In the week leading up to my Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me appearances, I buy copies of the New York Post. And because, for two reasons, I don't even use most of what's in there. And certainly editorially, I don't share their views. But it has a News of the Weird section. That's mm-hmm. one reason.
And not to mention the headlines.
Yeah, I mean, it gets the broad strokes of the stories. But the truth is, on Wait, Wait, what usually trips you up is the News of the Weird. You know, I've always said to people, you know, if you were to just go on and say, For every question you're asked, you say Afghanistan or Trump. You're going to do pretty good. And then just at the very end, throw in lemurs down his pants. And you're probably, you know, you'll come in second out of three.
Well, you have been in the news yourself as the first woman to host the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Now, this was back in 1992. Now, what was that like?
You know, they didn't make as big a fuss about that event back then as they do now. It certainly wasn't televised anywhere. And it was a fun event in general to be a part of, but it's not really a performer's dream, to be totally honest. I can't remember now. In 92, it was the first George Bush was president.
Right.
When I was asked to do it, I was asked by Charles Beerbauer, who was at CNN at the time, and he was the head of the White House Correspondents Association at the time. When he asked me, I was like, well, that's a terrible idea. It just didn't make any sense to me. I was like, well, I don't really see how that'll go over. And he said, no, I think you'll be fine. And I was very young, okay? I was very idealistic. So I said, all right, but I'm not, you know, I'm a Democrat, and I don't support, you know, George Bush, and I don't want anything to do with him, and I don't want to meet him, and I don't want pictures. And I was very resolute. And Charles Beerbauer, to his credit, didn't roll his eyes at me. He was just like, oh, okay. So the day maybe the day before the dinner or the day of, I don't recall, I arrive at the hotel, and the message light is on the phone, and I call the front desk, and they say the White House is calling. And it turns out that the president had asked me to come to the White House to meet with him. Let me tell you, I could not stash my spine under my bed fast enough. I flew to the White House. I was there in a heartbeat. I was at the White House. And I met with the first George Bush. And I have to say, he was very charming and very kind. And he said ultimately, because finally I went, well, you must have asked me here for some reason, sir. And he said, well, the guy who did it last year was a little bit blue, and I wanted to make sure you weren't going to say anything, you know, off color. And I said, well, I don't really do anything that falls into that category. And he said, okay, and then say whatever you want.
Wow. And did you?
I said what I had planned to say anyways. You know, it didn't have, back then anyways, not to the best of my knowledge, it wasn't a roast. You know, nobody asked me to come roast the president or the press corps or anything like that. I just came and did a set. And I talked about George Bush. I mean, I told the crowd, I said, you know, I did meet with him today, and he was charming. I mean, unbelievably charming, by the way, magnetically charming in a way that I never would have predicted. And I said, and so I think he's a very nice man, and I wish him luck in the private sector. You know, he was charming, and I didn't want him to be president. And I have to say, you know, he chuckled politely, and as did the missus. She wrote me a very sweet note, it was all nice. It wasn't a roasty thing. It's a very strange event, by the way, at best. I don't know how it was. I mean, I think they first did it with, like, Calvin Coolidge or something, and I can imagine what a laugh fest that must have been. But it's an event that doesn't know what it is, which is why they stumble into problems constantly.
Well, there's been a lot of problems this year, obviously.
Yeah, but it's not, you know, it's because the event is ill-defined. That's what the problem is. You know, so no one quite knows what it is they're supposed to be doing. You know, is it a night of fundraising? Is it a night of awareness raising? Is it a night of camaraderie? Is it a night of entertainment? Is it a night of activism? Is it a night, you know, it doesn't know what it is. And until they decide what it is, they're going to have problems every year.
That's comedian Paula Poundstone speaking with On Second Thoughts' Virginia Prescott. She performs tonight at 8 o'clock at Augusta's Miller Theater. You can also hear her regularly on NPR's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, which airs tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock and Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock on GPB Radio.